You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 76. We are continuing the Book of Numbers. And the first section deals with jealous husbands, and we go through the process of figuring out if the wife cheated on him or not. And then we will get down to the business of being a priest, and more specifically, how to volunteer to be a Nazirite and what that means. Just to give you a hint, plan on growing your hair long and don't even think about drinking any wine. Stay with us to find out what this is all about. We are also continuing in the book of Luke, and here we see the birth of Jesus Christ, with the focus being more about the shepherds and the angels that come to them. We don't hear so much about the wise men and other circumstances we see in the other Gospels, which is why you have to look at all the Gospels to really be able to put together the entire picture of Jesus' birth and his life. And in a way, the shepherds represent the common people, the non-religious people. And remember, that is the target audience for Luke. So let's see what the angels have to say and how the shepherds react. So stay with us and refer to your show notes to follow along. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Numbers 5:11-31. Jealous husbands. Then the Lord said to Moses,
"Tell the Israelites this. A man's wife might be unfaithful to him. She might have sexual relations with another man and hide this from her husband. And there might not be anyone to tell him that his wife committed this sin. Her husband might never know about the wrong thing she did, and she might not tell her husband about her sin."
The following are more details from the Lord. But the husband might begin to think that his wife sinned against him, whether she has or not. He might become jealous. He might begin to believe that she is not pure and true to him. If that happens, he must take his wife to the priest. The husband must also take an offering of 8 cups of barley flour. He must not pour oil or incense on the barley flour. This barley flour is a grain offering to the Lord that is given because the husband is jealous. This offering will show that he thinks his wife has been unfaithful to him. The priest will take the woman before the Lord and make her stand there. Then he will take some special water and put it in a clay jar. He will put some dirt from the floor of the holy tent into the water. He will force the woman to stand before the Lord. Then he will loosen her hair and put the grain offering in her hand. This is the barley flour that her husband gave because he was jealous. At the same time, he will hold the clay jar of special water. This is the special water that can bring trouble to the woman. Then the priest will make the woman promise to tell the truth and say to her, "If you have not slept with another man, and if you have not sinned against your husband while you were married to him, then this water that causes trouble will not hurt you. But if you have sinned against your husband, if you had sexual relations with a man who is not your husband, then you are not pure. If that is true, you will have much trouble when you drink this special water. You will not be able to have any children. And if you are pregnant now, your baby will die. And the Lord will cause your people to speak evil of you and curse you." Then the priest must tell the woman to make an oath. She must agree for the Lord to cause these things to happen to her if she lies. The priest must say, "You must drink this water that causes trouble. If you have sinned, you will not be able to have children. Any baby you have will die before it is born." And the woman should say, "I agree to do as you say." The priest should write these warnings on a scroll. Then he should wash the words off into the water. Then the woman must drink the water that brings trouble. This water will enter her, and if she is guilty, it will cause her much suffering. Then the priest will take the grain offering from her, the offering for jealousy, and raise it before the Lord. Then he will carry it to the altar. The priest will fill his hands with some of the grain and put it on the altar and let it burn there. After that, he will tell the woman to drink the water. If the woman has sinned against her husband, the water will bring her trouble. The water will go into her body and cause her much suffering. Any baby that is in her will die before it is born, and she will never be able to have children. All the people will turn against her. But if the woman has not sinned against her husband, she is pure, the priest will say that she is not guilty. Then she will be normal and be able to have children. So this is the law about jealousy. This is what you should do when a woman sins against her husband while she is married to him. Or if the man becomes jealous and thinks his wife has sinned against him, this is what the man should do. The priest must tell her to stand before the Lord. Then the priest will do all these things. This is the law. The husband will not be guilty of doing anything wrong, but the woman will suffer if she has sinned. Number 6, 1 through 27. The Nazarites. The Lord said to Moses,
"Tell the Israelites this, if there are people, men or women, who want to make a vow, dedicating themselves to the Lord as Nazarites for a time, this is what they must do."
Following are further instructions from the Lord. They must stay away from wine or other strong drink. They must not drink vinegar that is made from wine or from other strong drink. They must not drink grape juice or eat grapes or raisins. During that special time of dedication, they must not eat anything that comes from grapes. They must not even eat the seeds or the skins from grapes. The whole time of their Nazarite vow, they must not cut their hair. They must be holy until this time of special dedication to the Lord is ended. They must let their hair grow long. If you have taken the Nazarite vow, you must not go near someone who is dying during that special time of dedication. You have given yourself fully to the Lord, so you must not let yourself become unclean like this, even for your own father or mother, brother or sister when they die. This is because you have the hair that you dedicated to God on your head. It is holy because you have given yourself fully to the Lord for the full time of that dedication. So if you are with someone when they suddenly die, you will be unclean. You will have to shave the hair from your head. You must do that on the seventh day of your purification ceremony when you are made clean. Then on the eighth day, you must bring two doves or two young pigeons and give them to the priest at the entrance of the meeting tent. Then the priest will offer one bird as a sin offering and the other one as a burnt offering. The burnt offering will be a payment for the sin of touching a dead body during your special time of dedication. Then you must again promise to give the hair on your head as a gift to God. This means you must again give yourself to the Lord for another time of dedication. You must bring a one-year-old male lamb to offer as a guilt offering. You must start over from the beginning with a new time of dedication because you touched a dead body during your first time of dedication. After their time of dedication is ended, Nazarites must go to the entrance of the meeting tent and give their offering to the Lord. Their offering must be a one-year-old male lamb that has nothing wrong with it for a burnt offering, a one-year-old female lamb that has nothing wrong with it for a sin offering, one ram that has nothing wrong with it for a fellowship offering, a basket of bread made without yeast, bread made with fine flour mixed with oil, and wafers with oil spread on top, and the grain offerings and drink offerings that are a part of these gifts. The priest will give these things to the Lord, and then the priest will make the sin offering and the burnt offering. He will give the basket of bread without yeast to the Lord. Then he will kill the ram as a fellowship offering to the Lord. He will give it to the Lord with the grain offering and the drink offering. The Nazarites must go to the entrance of the meeting tent. There they must shave off their hair that they grew as a dedication to the Lord. That hair will be put in the fire that is burning under the sacrifice of the fellowship offering. After the Nazarites have cut off their hair, the priest will give them a boiled shoulder from the ram and a large and a small cake from the basket. Both of these cakes are made without yeast. Then the priest will lift these things up to show that they were presented before the Lord. These things are holy and belong to the priest. Also, the ram's breast and thigh that were lifted up and presented belong to the priest. After that, the Nazarites can drink wine. These are the rules for those who decide to make the Nazarite vow. They must give all these gifts to the Lord, but they might be able to give much more. If they promise to do more, they must keep their promise, but they must give at least all the things listed in these rules for the Nazarite vow. The priest's blessings. The Lord said to Moses,
"Tell Aaron and his sons that when they bless the Israelites, this is what they should say. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord smile down on you and show you his kindness. May the Lord answer your prayers and give you peace." In this way, Aaron and his sons will use my name to give a blessing to the Israelites, and I will bless them.
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, the birth of Jesus. It was about that same time that Augustus Caesar sent out an order for all people in the countries under Roman rule. The order said that everyone's name must be listed for taxes. This was the first counting of all the people while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone traveled to their own hometowns to have their name put on the list. So Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee, and went to the town of Bethlehem in Judea. It was known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary because she was engaged to Miriam, and she was now pregnant. While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have the baby. She gave birth to her first son. She wrapped him up well and laid him in a box where cattle are fed. She put him there because the guest room was full. That night, some shepherds were out in the fields near Bethlehem watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord was shining around them. The shepherds were very frightened. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I have some very good news for you, news that will make all God's people happy. Today, your Savior was born in David's town. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in a feeding box." Then, a huge army of angels from heaven joined the first angel, and they were all praising God, saying, "Praise God in heaven, and on earth, let there be peace to the people who please him." The angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. The shepherds said to each other,
"Let's go to Bethlehem and see this great event the Lord has told us about."
So they went running and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the feeding box. When they saw the baby, they told everyone what the angels had said about this child. Everyone was surprised when they heard what the shepherds told them. Mary continued to think about these things, trying to understand them. The shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything they had seen and heard. It was just as the angel had told them. Proverbs chapter 7, verses 6 through 20.
One day I was at home, standing by a window. I looked out through the shutters, and I saw some foolish teenagers. I noticed one of them had no sense at all. Walking along, he came to a corner and followed a path leading to a sinful woman's house. The sun had set, and daylight was fading. It was almost dark. The woman came out to meet him, dressed like a prostitute. She clearly had plans for him. She was a wild and rebellious woman who would not stay at home. She walked the streets, always looking for someone to trap. She grabbed the young man and kissed him. Without shame, she looked him in the eye and said,
"I offered a fellowship offering today. I gave what I promised to give, and I still have plenty of food left. So I came out to find you, and here you are. I have clean sheets on my bed, special ones from Egypt. My bed smells wonderful with myrrh and aloes and cinnamon. Come, let's enjoy ourselves all night. We can make love until dawn. My husband has gone on a business trip. He took enough money for a long trip and won't be home for 2 weeks.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 76. Join us for day 77. We'll be going into chapter 7, where we see the dedication of the holy tent. And there's a record of each day and which leader brought gifts to the Lord. And there's an account of all the different gifts and all the different animals given for the burnt offering. And in the book of Luke, we hear more about two visitors who came to the baby Jesus. You may not have seen them in the Christmas play. You have Simeon, who was a man devoted to God from Jerusalem, and an 84-year-old woman, a prophet named Anna. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.